Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Miles Kehoe, the CEO and founder of New Idea Engineering. Good afternoon in your case, Miles. How you doing?
Good afternoon, indeed. It's here in Colorado right now, not at home in California. And a little chillier than home, but I like it.
A little chillier. I could see the sun's out right now. It's going to be 55 and sunny today, which isn't so bad, you know? So
yeah, I'm for sure.
You probably have some white stuff on the ground, true?
Not much now. It's melted over the last couple of days. We'll be in it again, I'm sure.
Yes, you will. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. My first real work was for a company called Middle South Utilities in New Orleans, a programmer. Mm. And after a while, one of my friends had a colleague who was starting a startup. And I thought, that sounds fun. I've seen people doing it. So I joined their company as the third employee. We were helping, basically we had a thing called, that was basically helping companies find their content. Mm. Not quite search, but do that stuff. And somewhere down the line, playing bridge one night with a friend, and he said, hey, you know, this new company is looking for people. Why don't you go there? So actually it wasn't so new. I went to Hewlett Packard, lived there worked there for a couple of years. And then I did go to a startup as the third employee that was doing some search stuff. And over the years, I found my way to a company called LucidWorks, which is one of the leading companies for enterprise search. Mm-hmm. And then I decided, heck, this is pretty good. I can do this on my own. So I started my own company, consulting, specifically around enterprise search, machine learning, and AI. And I've been doing that for almost 20 years now, I think.
Wow.
Like quite a bit. It's a small company on purpose, but we're pretty well recognized in the industry. So
wow. Very good.
That's my story.
Yeah. Interestingly, I mean, you know, AI back 20 years ago wasn't what it is today, right? So why don't you tell everybody what New Idea Engineering does and who your typical customer is and how you service them?
Sure. Well, as you know, when I was at LucidWorks for a while, and after a while, one of the folks I hired from the East Coast, we got to be good friends. And after the LucidWorks went public, we thought, you know, we can do this. Mm-hmm. So we started our own company. With the two of us. We've grown to as much as many as 16 people, I guess, during the .com fiasco. But when that kind of tanked, we went back to a group of five, and we've been pretty much that same group ever since. We help companies, large or small, some startups call us a lot, Wells Fargo Bank, people like that, who need help figuring out which platform they want and how to do it. So that's what we've been doing for quite a while, doing pretty well.
Well, good. And then, so now, you know, everything's gone remote. You were based in California. I don't think you are now. Right. You probably still are, but
The company is in California. I'm in Colorado. Yes. And
are the rest of the employees still in California?
My business partner is here in Colorado. Okay. And we have two other people in California and one on the East Coast.
So you were remote. You were really remote.
I'm remote from a remote company. Indeed.
Yes. So you can work from anywhere in the world, basically, right?
Pretty much so. I mean, our customers are around the world, so it's only fair.
Yes, it is. So what do you think is the future of remote work in general, especially with some of the companies you deal with? I mean, banks, obviously, they have to go into a branch. Some of the people that work in the branches, right?
Right. Usually the departments we work with are not necessarily on-prem for the companies, a number of research companies, things like that. It may stick. I think the catch now is that a lot of people are home because of the pandemic, but I think people are getting used to being at home. And I think companies are going to recognize, like, we can still be productive and not have to have room for 500 employees. Mm-hmm. Maybe a big conference room for the weekly meeting or a quarterly meeting, but you don't need that. I mean, your sales force is out in the field,
right?
With all the technology in the business, why can't your technology people and your other folks be out in the field? You need a little bit of people in the office to sort of pay the rent and have a conference room so the sales guys can bring in customers and prospects. But why have room for 700 if you're only going to have 20 or 30 there on any given day?
Yeah. And I think we're seeing that in the Bay Area that
definitely
companies, you know, commercial real estate in the city of San Francisco is definitely going down, right?
Well, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know you're in the South Bay. Is it basically the same down there?
It's very similar down there. You know, there's a little bit more in sort of the Palo Alto area. Mm-hmm. But of course, one of our neighbors in Cupertino is the Apple something or other. I can't.
Apple.
I'm not quite sure. We're a little south for the picking it, so I don't know. But mm-hmm. Yeah, they're right up the street, and they've got a huge campus there. I'm going to be curious to see how long that stays. In fact, even if it's being used as much now.
I know. Yeah, I remember when they were building it, and then it opened probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, right?
It wasn't too long ago. Yeah, it seems it's pretty recent.
Yeah,
they had all kinds of real estate in Cupertino, and once they built that building, I think that other real estate became available. But it's a beautiful building. It really is.
Yes, it's great. Yeah. And do you know, did they keep the other? I mean, the one at One Infinite Loop, or is that?
They still have the Infinite Loop there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think that's officially the headquarters still, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I mean, you deal with companies like this. So do you when you talk to them, are they looking to go remote full time, do you think, or are they looking more at the hybrid model?
I think the hybrid model is going to work. I mean, you're probably always going to need the local sales guys, at least, and operations and whatnot. I need a place for them. But I'm not sure you need more than a large conference room. So when you bring everyone in for the annual meeting, you have a place to go.
Yeah.
And that may end up being a room you rent. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I can see that business model working out quite well in the future. And your company, it sounds like you already were remote a year ago. So did the pandemic have a big effect on you, or was it really more just an inconvenience?
Not much at all. I mean, it's harder to find new customers in a little way because there's so many people are out of the office. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, we have a good base of customers who've been with a number of years. We're in enterprise search machine learning, and that technology changes and new companies come in and go out so quickly. We're actually doing pretty well just holding on to, you've got a new one now, or you need to replace the old one or whatever. So,
and before the pandemic, I mean, would you actually do a lot of traveling and go meet customers?
I was doing a lot of traveling, actually, really coast to coast. I'm kind of surprised American hasn't called me up to ask what's wrong. So I wasn't that quick, but yeah, I've been pretty much, as I said, came up to Colorado for Christmas to visit an old friend, and I'm still in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And with a quick visit back sometime when I can to get my stuff, I'm probably moving to Colorado. I kind of like it up here.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I think so. Well, as I said, my business partner's already here, so.
Yeah, well, what the heck? We won't go into the issues of California here. That's too long of a podcast.
What's really curious, I'm about, like I said, I'm pretty close to the Apple campus. That's an awful lot of room, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with that, so.
I know.
It'll be interesting.
It's going to be interesting to see what it does to housing prices in Cupertino, because they rose significantly once that place.
Exactly.
Yes, and I actually I have a couple of friends that I know they're looking to move. They've told me they're looking to move either to Nevada or to Arizona or Texas.
I understand a lot coming to Colorado following my lead, I think, maybe.
They are coming. In fact, my son just went to Colorado Springs last week. So he's...
That's South Colorado. That's...
Yeah. But I actually talked to him today. He's liking it. I think he might stay there. He's debating between that and Texas. So those are the two he's looking at. So he's checking them both.
I think there are a lot of kids, not unlike me, a lot of kids are moving here. So I think it's not just the old ones, but I think the young ones like it here too.
Yeah.
I grew up in New Orleans. So skiing is not one of my skills, but it's nice to go up and sit back there while my friends go out and, you know, I can drink a couple of glasses of coffee and they go out and freeze themselves. So it's pretty nice.
Sit by the fire, get a good book.
Exactly. Exactly.
I skied when I was a young man. I haven't done it in probably 30 years, but
that's probably the last time I was trying skiing as well.
Yes. I'm much more into golf now. It's all on the same level. Much easier.
But those big white balls hurt more than the ice. So I don't know.
They do. Yes. But hey, what the heck? So, well, Miles, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you much.
Yeah,
a pleasure.
The engineering, lots of luck and good luck in Colorado.
Thanks much. And let's stay in touch.
Thanks. Bye.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.